I guess they say he just with calf.
Mm-hmm.
With calf.
Did you ever hear them say they're gonna find a calf? Or? I had one of. Oh, I've been talking to a lot of elderly people in some places, and this one old man, he took me out and showed me all his animals and all, and a cat with a bunch of kittens, said she found some kittens.
Yeah.
So he told about it. These questions are about mostly different kinds of foods locally, like the kinds of cornbread that people would make. What were some of them?
Cracked, well, I don't know if the crackling bread was different. Just cornbread. I remember the cornbread, just regular cornbread that was made out of cornmeal.
Yeah. How would they make it? In a loaves or in a round?
Well, it was made in a flat pan. That, you know, I guess it would be the thickness of about an inch and a quarter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some made it even thinner than that, like an inch or three-quarter of an inch. It was, you know, well, right now they have the cornbread mix that you don't even need nothing but an egg
mm-hmm.
and some milk maybe. But maybe not even the milk. I don't remember what all you have to put in it. But the older people, they mixed it, you know, just get the regular cornmeal, get them an eggs and milk and some sea salt or whatever you put in it. And then stir it up and put it in a pan. Bake it for, I don't know, until it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a cornbread. It went pretty good with greens and lima beans and
mm-hmm.
what else, things like that.
Mm-hmm. How about anything fried, like, in Greece, they had a cornmeal?
They had hush puppies. That was made out of cornmeal. Corn muffin? No, that wasn't. They were baked. They weren't made out. They weren't dropped in hot grease. Hush puppies is all I could think of, and it seemed like it was another one, but I can't think of the size of it. I think of what it was. Some little corn patty or something like that. A little round thing that was made out of cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what they would do is, like, if you have some fish. And you fry your fish, and then you fry it right in that fish grease.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
You know, I can't think of it. My grandfather used to do all that kind of stuff.
People eat a lot of fish, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Fry that in meal?
Fish?
Uh-huh.
Basically, yes. Fish were fried mostly in cornmeal. I'll tell you the way I like to fry mine is a mixture of cornbread, cornmeal, and flour. It's good. And mostly cornmeal. You put mm-hmm. more cornmeal than you have flour. You put flour in it to kind of thin it out a little bit, but it's good. Cornmeal and flour.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the older people use cornmeal for mm-hmm. their fish.
Okay.
But to the cornmeal or the corn or the flour, either one, all it does is brown the fish. You know, like I told my wife, I said, you don't need flour, you don't need cornmeal either to fry that fish. If you're hungry, you fry that fish in grease, put some salt and pepper on it, and fry it. That's all it does. I said, you don't have to be brown to eat it.
Yeah.
Like I've heard people say that, I'll fry some fish, but we don't have no flour. What you need flour for? Because all flour do is make it brown. You just have a white-looking fish.
Yeah.
Fish is done and it's still fish, you know what
yeah.
I mean? That's all flour in the meal does, still fish.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to have it. You can take it and put your seasoning on, salt and pepper and fry it.
Uh-huh. Of course, they say the best kind for you is to bake it without any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, the best, if you, only thing that fried food does is get, you know, put an extra pound on you. That's all it does. And I don't need an extra pound. But then again, I'd rather